It is time for business with Nicholas Boynton.
Kia ora, Asamarie, good morning. Coming up in today's bulletin, businesses back carbon reduction plan, fresh warning that the economy is overheating, and I have the latest from the financial markets. Business groups and energy companies are backing the government's emissions reduction plan as a significant step towards decarbonising the economy through renewable energy. The Sustainable Business Council and Climate Leaders Coalition of big companies praise the move of further action on agricultural emissions and call for a necessary role for companies and the private sector. The Sustainable Business Network says it's a start, but urgency is needed. Manawa Energy, the electricity generator once part of Trustpower, is looking at more than 30 renewable energy projects, mainly solar and wind, which could replace fossil fuels used by the industry. Chief Executive David Prentice says it's now all about action and investment.
What we really need to move on to is the what. What is it we're actually going to be able to do? How do we actually send the right signals? How does the ETS work alongside those policy signals? So my hope is that we've got that degree of specificity which then allows businesses and other organisations to really to give them confirmation to be able to invest, because, you know, everybody's just waiting for that.
That's Manawa Energy Chief Executive David Prentice. The economy is redlining as it continues to operate above capacity, with growth stifled by high inflation, scarce labour and disrupted supply chains. Infometrics' latest quarterly review suggests little growth over the past 3 months and just 2% over the past year, with a dim outlook over the next 12 months. Principal economist Brad Olson says it will be harder and more expensive to find economic growth in 2022.
We know that there is the start of a brain drain emerging without as many people coming into the country to support our economic growth. You put on top of that the difficulty of actually finding the resources to do work, whether it's in the building sector or elsewhere, and you do get the feeling that New Zealand's economy is very much redlining, operating at a very high level, but without the resources to actually support that growth going forward.
And Westpac's quarterly overview agrees the coming year will be a lean one for growth. Acting Chief Economist Michael Gordon says it will be a test of the Reserve Bank's rate rises, with too much too fast risking tipping the economy into recession, and too little, and inflation could get out of hand. He expects the RBNZ to wield the big stick with a series of 50 basis point rises to 3.5% by the end of the year. A small KiwiSaver provider is standing by its cryptocurrency offering despite the recent downturn across the digital currency. Kōrua recently launched the country's first green crypto fund, which invests in Bitcoin and buys carbon offsets for the emissions associated with the asset. But Bitcoin has lost more than half its value from its peak last November. Kōrua Managing Director Rupert Carlyon says, like all investments, crypto is a long-term game and too much has been invested for it to fail now.
I think I'd be very surprised if large institutional investors pull back permanently from here. I mean, you look at a company like Fidelity, who we're investing it with, they have spent many, many hundreds of millions of dollars building custody platforms and ways in which institutional investors can access these products. And we've seen that across the entire industry. And that's because people do see the long-term potential in these products.
Rupert Carlyon says he struggles to see how the current market crash will cause all of that work to unwind. Well, time now to catch up on the markets, and Wall Street initially fell as weak economic data from China compounded growth concerns, but there's been a slight recovery since then. The Dow Jones is up 0.75%, the S&P 500 is up 0.25%, and the Nasdaq is down 0.25%. Our local top 50 index dipped 11 points yesterday, a fraction of a percent, to 11,158. Looking at the currencies, the New Zealand dollar is trading at 63.1 US cents, 90.5 Australian, 51.2 British pence, 0.605 euro, 81.6 Japanese yen, and 4.29 Chinese yuan. Brent crude oil is up 2.4% to $114.17 a barrel, and gold is up $3 to $1,815 an ounce. And because it was mentioned earlier in our story before, Bitcoin is flat, trading at $29,826 a coin. And another business news, building products company Steel & Tube says it's performing strongly amid a building boom and is expecting a strong lift in earnings. is now expecting an underlying profit for the year ending June of more than $64 million, and its net profit to the end of April of $24 million is more than three times last year. Well, that's business for now. I'll be back with an update on those financial markets. I'll catch you at around 8:30.